Hare was elected to the county commission in 1974, but she had long been involved in politics. She worked on campaigns for Democrats, was appointed to the Mecklenburg Board of Elections, and helped form the Charlotte Women's Political Caucus, along with her friend Betty Chapin Rash.
She was a little timid at first, but she was committed to getting more women involved in the public policy-making process, and she realized that was the way to do it, to run for and get elected to political office.
She ended up serving as chairman of the commission and even brought homemade cookies to those first meetings to win over her male colleagues. But Hare meant business. She got Democrats and Republicans on board to push for an expansion of the airport. George Battle Jr. was one of the people she tapped. He says Hare had a way of winning over people.
She had a swagger and a kindness about her that when she spoke to you, she looked you dead in the eye, and you knew when she told you something, it was the truth.
Hare served two terms on the county commission, but decided not to run after that. Rash says it was a good decision, since it allowed her to focus on education and programs for women and children. Hare served on the UNC Charlotte Board of Trustees. The State Board of Community Colleges championed the creation of a battered women's shelter and a standalone county mental health center. And she kept on encouraging women to run for office, including Rash, who was elected to the Charlotte City Council in 1977.
Well, I can't imagine that I would have done it without, number one, the experience that I had had in managing her campaign and kind of learning it at her knees, so to speak, how to do it, and then her encouragement that, yeah, you can do it, Betty.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.